Toyota prepares to restart production.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. After the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, car production came to a halt. And this morning, there's word it's about to start back up again. Toyota says it will resume all operations, though at half capacity, on April 18th. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
In the end, it came down to just finding the parts. Toyota has hundreds of suppliers around Japan, all dealing with logistical problems of their own.
I mean, last night, for example, here in Tokyo, we had a big aftershock, and it sent blackouts across most of northeastern Japan. So that's a bunch of factories that were just knocked out of commission overnight.
Hans Greimel is the Asia editor of Automotive News. Toyota suspended all production after the March 11th earthquake. 2 weeks later, they had just two factories online. Toyota says it'll start making cars at all its 18 factories on April 18th. The stoppage and now slowdown will ripple out to other countries.
I think the global supply chain will be feeling the hangover of the Japan stoppage a little bit later.
Some reports say Toyota will idle some American factories this month. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
To Europe now, where officials are meeting today to hash out the details of the Portuguese bailout. But I wouldn't be surprised if economists in Europe were instead focused on yesterday's interest rate hike by the European Central Bank. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London with more on all this. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, remind us why this interest rate hike by the European Central Bank is so significant.
Well, it was only a small one from 1 to 1.25%, but it's been hailed a major landmark, the beginning of the end of easy money, this long period of very low interest rates. This is the first big developed economy to raise rates since the global financial crisis struck 3 years ago. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says it does set an important precedent.
The fact that the European Central Bank has raised interest rates is going to tempt the markets to push for higher rates elsewhere.
The US Fed is much less worried about inflation and is expected to leave its rates on hold until much later in the year. But it will now be able to watch what happens in Europe to see if this rate rise curbs inflation without snuffing out the economic recovery.
And Stephen, cheap money has been so key to this entire global recovery. If this is the beginning of the end of easy money, isn't there a concern that this is happening just as some countries in Europe, like Portugal, need easy money the most?
Yes, absolutely. But the ECB has got to set interest rates for the 17 different economies that use the euro. And the biggest, Germany, is booming. So this rate rise has Germany in mind. The smaller and weaker economies in the south, like Portugal, will certainly suffer.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
OK, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across the globe right now, almost 2% higher in Japan after a 13% surge in shares of Tokyo Electric Power Company. That follows news that on Wednesday, workers at the Fukushima plant stopped radioactive water from flowing into the Pacific Ocean. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 17 to close at 12,409.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Mass Mutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Well, we're still waiting for word from Washington on whether there's going to be a government shutdown at midnight tonight. If there is a shutdown, the White House says get ready for more trouble in the housing market. That's because the Federal Housing Administration, which insures about 20% of new home loans, would stop backing mortgages. There is one part of the mortgage market that is famously free from the government. It's called MERS, and it allows the mortgage industry to buy and sell loans without recording transactions at the courthouse. From WFAE in Charlotte, Greg Collard explains.
The land records in Salem, Massachusetts date back to 1634. The local register of deeds, John O'Brien, says homeowners used to know which banks own their mortgage. But 60% of the mortgages closed today are owned by something called Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, or MERS. And O'Brien says it's muddled the land records system.
I can't honestly look people in the eye who have a Mears mortgage and tell them who owns their mortgage, and that troubles me.
He says he can't track these mortgages anymore. Mears takes over once the deed is filed at the courthouse. All future transactions are tracked in the private Mears database instead of the courthouse. It's been that way since the mid-90s.
That was a time when securitization was just starting up in a meaningful way and mortgage volume was increasing.
Increasing so much, says Kurt Fotenhauer of the American Land Title Association, that courthouse technology couldn't keep up. So his group and other major players in the mortgage industry joined the big banks to create Mears.
The primary motivator was to keep up with the volume, but that does have a financial element to it.
Like no more recording fees when mortgages are sold to investors. In Salem, John O'Brien says it's a loss of $75 a pop. O'Brien estimates his county has lost at least $48 million. But even more important, he says Mears is an enabler. It's run by the country's biggest banks, and O'Brien says it allows them to keep risky transactions secret, the type of deals that got us in the trouble we're in today.
I think this is just a scheme that was put together, again, to hide from the public and not to pay fees. It's as simple as that.
Mears officials wouldn't agree to an interview, but maintain it's not necessary to record assignments at the courthouse because Mears remains the mortgage owner no matter how many times a loan is sold to investors. That claim is now the subject of several court cases. In Charlotte, I'm Greg Collard from Marketplace.
And finally, shopping will make you live longer. Seriously, scientists in Taiwan studied about 2,000 people over the age of 65 for a 10-year period and found that those who shopped every day were 27% less likely to die during the study period compared with those who didn't shop as often. Scientists say shoppers benefited most from companionship and exercise, so apparently window shopping is just as healthy as actual shopping. Remember that before you head to the mall with your American Express. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. Every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Bob Moon, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.